Just before we get into today's episode, I want to cast your ears over here to this promo for a few minutes and explain why you might be missing out if you're not using Adobe Express. You've heard of Adobe, right? The chaps that brought you Illustrator, InDesign, and who hasn't been asked, has this been Photoshopped? Adobe is a household name. But have you heard of Adobe Express? I hadn't until the back end of last year, and then, well, I did. Now, I'm not saying that in a few years' time, people will be asking you, where were you when you discovered Adobe Express? But they may ask why you didn't start using it sooner. Using Adobe Express allows endless opportunities to scale up your creatives and improve your efficiency and productivity as well as anything I've seen or used. Creating and editing all your creative output with more customizable templates than a Rubik's Cube has variations. Well, all right, maybe not 43 quadrillion, but you get the idea. And that is just your basics. Real-time collaboration speeds up changes, amends, and creativity sessions with a brand library that holds all your brand assets in one place, making the continuity for designs a breeze. If you don't want to miss out on any of this, use one of the links in the show notes that will take you to a free trial of Adobe Express. Or why not supersize it and trial the complete Adobe Creative Cloud package, which includes Adobe Express, as you'd imagine. Oh yeah, bonus point. If you're already a Creative Cloud user, Adobe Express is right there waiting for you. Now let's do it. I spent some of last year covering the best and not so best events and exhibitions within the UK construction space. Most of those you can find on my YouTube channel. The link's in the show notes, as ever. So this year, instead of creating reviews, I thought I'd try my hand at previewing. First up, UK Construction Week. For anyone that doesn't know what UK Construction Week is about, it's the biggest exhibition within the UK construction space in the UK. A hub of innovation, collaboration, and industry insights, as well as event sponsors and paying exhibitors gaining great exposure from being part of it. With thousands of exhibitors, seminars, and networking opportunities, it's a great platform for staying ahead of the curve in our ever-evolving field. So I dedicate an entire episode to previewing UK Construction Week 2024. You can just go online, look at the website, or just attend, right? Well, there's a lot to cover and unpack, from the latest technologies shaping the future of construction to initiatives and legislation driving change within the industry. The need to knows, the must knows, who knows? Well, hopefully we all do after this episode. From the seminars not to be missed to the exhibitors that are worth a visit, I'll be giving you an unbiased run through of UK Construction Week 2024. You'll get my hot tips and not so hot tips on what to do at this year's event. That's enough of the intro in. It's time to get stuck into the details. Welcome to Construction Disrupted, the ultimate podcast for the construction industry, exploring the limitless possibilities at the dynamic intersection of construction and technology. Wow, that's a mouthful. Delve into the latest topics, news, events, expert insights, and marketing that are shaping the industry right now and in the future. We'll hopefully sprinkle a little bit of humour in there for you as well. I'm your guide, Peter Sumpton, and I run a marketing consultancy focusing on those that build, create, and educate. If you're ready to embrace disruption and unlock the potential of the construction industry, keep on listening and be part of the conversation that's reshaping the future of construction. If you're not, I really wouldn't bother. It's probably not going to be that interesting for you. Whether you're a construction technology professional or just part of the construction industry in general, this podcast is your go-to resource for staying informed, inspired, and of course connected. Speaking of connected, the best way you can help to support this podcast is by sharing it far and wide and leaving us a 5-star review wherever you download your podcasts. Right then, let's go and build different and get disruptive. Okay, so you probably want to know when and where UK Construction Week is. Well, there's actually 2 events. One is in Birmingham later on in the year, and the other one is at the London Excel from the 7th to the 9th of May 2024. Now, the London Excel is a bit of a nightmare to get to if you're travelling from the north, particularly if you're using trains. So I'd advise anyone that's travelling to jump on the Elizabeth line, not just because it's the best London Underground line, but it's quick and it's efficient. UK Construction Week is technically 6 shows in one under the UK Construction Week banner. Concrete Expo, Offsite Show, BuildX, Infrastructure Live, Digital Construction, and Grand Designs Live. And if you sign up to go to UK Construction Week, that gets you into all of these shows dedicated to a particular part of the UK construction industry. Now, this preview will kind of cover them in general. We won't be diving into each one. We won't have a deep dive into the Concrete Expo, for example, or have a run through of what Grand Design Live might bring up. What we're going to do is look top level and then have a look at certain elements that I'll be going to, because I think they will offer the most value, the most information, and keep you in the know for this year within construction. So from a top level, we know there are around 300 exhibitors, and there'll be about 10,000 products for you to peruse. The main theme for this year is championing change. Now, that's quite a broad spectrum, so expect to see a lot around careers, skill shortage, sustainability, net zero, Building Safety Act, legislation, house building, data, digital, AI, and those type of areas that we know already need to develop, need to change for the construction industry to get stronger and stronger each year. And you can see this in one of the areas that's new for this year, in the careers and recruitment zone, which they haven't done before. I think that's a huge, huge benefit. And that's going to be the push for discussions around skill shortages and the workforce of the future, which is critical. We do talk a lot about AI and digital and data and everything away from being human. But we've got to remember that the construction industry will always be human-centric, especially in our lifetime. So the fact that they've brought this in and the fact that they are focusing more on the human element is fantastic. Now, speaking of humans, what about the exhibitors? What exhibitors are not to be missed? Well, there's a fair few for me personally that I'm going to go and visit. The first one is Conwise, and they offer advanced cloud-based cost estimating and bidding software. And I think this is a really good benchmark for the way the industry, particularly around costs and pricing, is going. It's going to be more advanced software. It's going to be understanding the numbers and figures and manipulating those numbers and figures and using our technology to do that in more advanced ways that will help us. I'd certainly be checking out Copy AI that do purpose-built software platforms for off-site construction. I think off-site construction has had some bad rep over 2023 into 2024 with some large organizations going into admin, but I still think off-site construction can transform how we are designing and constructing buildings. So Copy will be worth checking out. PlanRadar, also in that digital tech space, a platform for documentation, task management, and communication in construction, facility management, and real estate projects. Their software is really good, robust, and provides loads of different options. And it's worth seeing to see where this technology is going, particularly technology that works right across the supply chain. Prometheus Materials do zero carbon bio concrete, which is quite a mouthful to say, but it'll be really interesting to see how that kind of technology is building and developing within the Concrete Expo, really. And one thing that I've noticed is that you are not short of concrete sector exhibitors. There are a lot. So if you're into concrete, definitely come along to UK Construction Week. And the final one is Qbot Limited. I've come across these a couple of times, but they provide unique retrofit solutions using robotic devices to apply insulation under suspended floors for existing homes. It'd be really neat to see these robotics and to see how they actually do what they do. So those are the exhibitors. Not many, I know, but I could go on and on and on. But these are the ones that really interest me because I feel all of them have a future within the construction industry in terms of changing the industry for the better and a bit of a shining light as to the way transformation can be done. So what about the seminars and the people that are actually going to be at UK Construction Week? So this is my rundown of all 3 days, seminars and talks and chats and that kind of gubbins. So the first day, I'd start at 10:30 in the Culture Change Hub, Future Proof Your Buildings, Mastering the Building Safety Act, one of the biggest pieces of legislation that will transform the UK construction industry, and we all need to know about it, so that'll be a great start. Then I'd dive over to the Barber ABI stage, one of the main stages for Bricks, Politics and the Pound, Navigating the 2024 Roller Coaster Ride in UK Construction. And that should be a really, really interesting debate for the future of politics, of the UK, and construction in general. Then moving into the afternoon at 2:15, there's two seminars I'd love to take in, but I can only do one. I'll let you decide which one. The first one is When I Grow Up, Inspiring Tomorrow's Workforce at the Culture Change Hub. And the other one is The Role of AI in Property. Both very, very different ends of the construction spectrum, but both will be worth listening to. Into day two, and I'm going to start that at 11:15 with Digitizing Construction Through AI, the Metaverse, and Putting the User First. Everything that I've just said, all those words are massively important and will be. Whether we call it the metaverse, whether we call it AI, or whether we call it something different, it's the new technology that's going to really, really help and advance the UK construction industry going forward in the future. And collaborating from a human-centric perspective with a digital technology perspective, combining those two is critical. And it'll be Lang O'Rourke that are guiding that discussion within the Digital Construction Hub. So I'm really keen to listen to that one. Then moving into the afternoon, there's three talks that I'd like to take in. One at 1:15, one at 1:30. Can't do both. Might jump between the two. Who knows? And the final one at 4:15. The first one is Harnessing the Power of Automation in Construction. The second one is Pitch Perfect, 6 Startups Making Waves in UK Construction. And I hope that's the whole of UK Construction and not just exhibitors that are there. It'll be really good to see the whole of the construction industry, regardless of whether an organisation is at UK Construction Week or not. And finally, for day two, new insights from the HSE regulator on the Building Safety Act. Nice way to round off both days, starting with the Building Safety Act and ending with the Building Safety Act. Might be a little different to the first one, might give more insights or different takes, but important nonetheless. Finally, on day three, there are two talks that I want to consume. One's at 11:30 to start the day off, and that's Entrepreneurship in Construction, Building Your Own Future in Construction, and that's in the Skills and Training Hub. Now, this is of particular interest to me because I think entrepreneurship is a critical factor that is underrepresented and underrated within construction. So it'll be really good to see what that conversation entails, and also the Q&A afterwards. That will be really intriguing. And finally, at 3:15 in the afternoon on day three, the digital future of the built environment within the Digital Construction Hub. Great way to finish UK Construction Week in terms of seminars and talks. This should give us a great insight as to where the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years will put us. Where we'll be in those time frames, and what we can look out for, what is possible and what's probable, rather than this futuristic thinking that AI is going to take over the world. So they're the actual seminars that I think are going to be massively important. But what about the people that are worth listening to? Well, you've got the headline acts such as Sarah Davies and George Clark. But away from that, there are a few people that, if they're not part of these talks, are worth listening to. And they're Carol Massey, to start off with, a strategic consumer relationship director for construction at the Access Group. I haven't heard her personally talk, but I've heard excellent things about her, so I'll be keen to see what Carol's got to say. Trudy Sully from Mott MacDonald, Professor Noble Francis from the CPA, but also Ian McIlwee, Amanda Long, and Rich Smith, pre-construction director at Keltbray. And he'll actually be part of the When I Grow Up seminar that is on day one, which we covered a few minutes ago. And finally, for this episode, a few unknowns and a few new things. So one of the latest things that UK Construction Week are doing is product demos. And I've seen this at other events work well. I've seen it at other events not work very well. Found this slightly disappointing. There's only 7 across 3 days. I mean, they could be fantastic, and I'm not here to judge that. But what I'm saying is, in terms of product demonstrations, I'd expect to see a lot more than just 7 publicized. However, these are just the ones within the live product demonstration zone. Most exhibitors will be demoing their products and services on their own stands. So although these are just the headliners, check out the other stands that will be doing demonstrations. Make sure you're part of those, because that's when you can gain some real insights into how technology and physical products actually work, their importance in the industry, and how they might benefit your organization as well. Finally, there are a few unknowns at this year's UK Construction Week. Firstly, there's no app for UK Construction Week. With 2 events in the year, one in Birmingham, one in London, it'd be fantastic to get an app dedicated to UK Construction Week with all the information, all the guides, a plan for the actual event so you can find the exhibitors you're looking for and find your way around. I think they're missing a trick there, and that's something that I'd love to see in the future. That'd be fantastic. The second unknown is a sponsor, a main sponsor called Hotel Planner. They're one of the main sponsors, and I've never really heard of them. That's probably my bad. But it'd be cool to see what they bring to the party. And finally, A1 Luhire Limited at stand B200. To be perfectly honest, I just want to see what shit's going down there. And on that really, really poor joke, we're going to end today's episode. Going forward, we're going to be fortnightly, at least for the summer months. And there are a few reasons for that, which I might cover in later episodes. But catch us on the next episode in 2 weeks' time. And I look forward to seeing you there. Goodbye. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day and giving this a listen. If you want to chat further about anything you've heard on today's episode, have a topic or technology you'd like me to cover, or simply want to say hiya, you'll find me on LinkedIn or through the emails, peter@builddifferent.marketing. Stay disruptive.